Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Mr. Buck himself, Johnny Mack, to talk some Bucks basketball. Johnny Mack, how you doing, pal?
Well, this hotline is so hot I can't hold this phone in my hand, man. I mean, is this sweet Willie Michaels from Cincinnati, Ohio?
You know what? I haven't called that in like 25 years, man.
Right.
You do your homework. How you been?
Been good, thank you. Hey, you know, I spent almost 2 years in Cincinnati when I started my NBA career.
Yeah.
Great town, and it and Milwaukee are very similar. Size, multicultured river versus a lake. Very much alike. Good city.
Yep, very much. Big German heritage there, too, on both parts. Yeah. This Bucks team, I can't figure out. They get a big win over Toronto. They're up 18, then they let it slip away. We've talked about it all season long. For a while, it was called young. I've said it's immature. It's the inability to learn how to win. And you got to win to learn how to win. But at what point in time, and you know this as well as anybody, at what point in time do you finally say, you know, guys, you just got to start winning some games consistently. You can't make the excuses anymore.
Well, you know, first of all, Bill, and you've been around long enough to know this. I mean, you got to look at the personality and the character of each team, and you know, I can talk about that over 50 years. But this team has good character, so I want to start with that and say, you know, I know that more than you and I even, they want to win, and they want to win consistently, but they haven't gotten there yet, and. And I feel this way. I feel that most teams in the NBA that aren't the very top teams, they're evolving. You're always evolving, whether you're, you know, close to the bottom, in the middle, and we've been in the middle of the pack for many years in many ways with some exceptions, because it's so difficult to, you know, to get to the top. And the top is all about players. We win a coin flip and get Kareem, and suddenly with Oscar then on a trade, we're at the top. And Golden State, you know, they did it with draft, and they did it with a trade, and on and on and on. So I see us as an evolving team. I think that we have three really outstanding players. We all know about them, and they're all three having really good seasons. And therefore, you know, we've got a lot to build around. And why we're not consistently better is something that you probably ought to ask Joe Prunty rather than me, but I don't agree with that young thing either, and I think that, you know, there's enough experience on the team that they've got to do it on a consistent basis, and as far as I'm concerned, it's about defense. It starts there, because if your defense is solid every night, then it's going to take care of it at the other end, especially the way that Giannis can push the pace. So I don't have all those answers, Bill, but maybe we still got to be better at the support positions, you know, and I know that's something they're constantly looking at and trying to improve.
So as this team moves forward, John, when you start to get down the stretch and you're heading towards the postseason, what are you looking for? Because there's a consistency level defensively that I've noticed that when they play it, they almost feed that energy that propels them offensively. But when they don't, when they're flat-footed, it seems to almost spell doom for this team. Is that what you're looking for, is more consistent defensively?
Well, I am. And now I'm going to give you a however here, Bill. Just our last game, right, New Orleans. The Bucks were really – there was great effort in that second half after a fashion, after New Orleans closed the gap. I mean, they were pulling everything they could to stop Holiday. Couldn't stop him. And I've always said that a great offensive player will trump a great defensive player most possessions in the NBA. Like, if you put a great offense one-on-one, the offensive player is going to win most battles, even though defense is so important. And they were really trying. They were just getting lit up by a guy that was, I mean, think about the bank shot from the front that their point guard threw in. I mean, come on. And so you're going to have nights like that. But when your defense is consistent, and then remember this, we've been last in rebounding in the NBA. We out-rebounded Toronto. We hung in there with New Orleans. That's another area of that needs to be strengthened as you look at the playoffs. Those are two critical areas. But when they're taking care of themselves, then offense kind of just follows, especially the way this team can transition behind Giannis.
Looking at the rest of this group, Jabari is coming back. We expect him to get more minutes. We know that Middleton is playing really well. We're expecting Brogdon to come back, Dellavedova to come back. Once this team gets healthy, how deep does this team become? How much of a rotation do you see as far as minutes go to be able to spread it all around? Does Joe Prunty? I mean, I know it's a great thing to have as a coach to have options, but how does he massage this lineup?
Well, you know, I can't speak for you know what other teams have done and how they've used 10 deep or whatever, but I will tell you, over my lifespan in the NBA, when you really get down to it, you got about eight players. You rotate eight, and you're five, then three or so guys coming off the bench. You can do it even more in today's game because, you know, back in the day when guys played 40, 44 minutes, 48 plus in Wilt Chamberlain's case, Oscar, I remember, averaged 44. I mean, I averaged 40 a game my first year in Milwaukee. You don't see that anymore, and so you can go a little deeper in the minutes. But when you get into the playoffs, as you know, you're going to ride your horses. But having everybody healthy is so important because, you know, if you have somebody that's a starter gets hurt, that affects your bench. That affects your rotations. That affects, you know, the type of players you can use in certain situations. And in the playoffs, everybody's prepared, everybody's ready, and as you know, the war zone approach is at high level because everybody's ready to go. So, but having everybody healthy is beneficial to the depth and what he can do in certain situations, depending on what is happening. And you can go to, you know, perhaps a better defensive player than an offensive player in a situation.
Talking with John McLaughlin, Bucks television analyst on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Now, we know that Joe Prunty's had this team beating teams that they should beat. Where the struggle has been teams over 500 or teams that are playoff bound. What does this team need to learn or need to do to be more consistent in beating those teams, John?
Well, first of all, Bill, and I know you know this, and I'm sure most of your fans know this. First of all, you know, we're not a, you know, top five team in the NBA. So we're going to lose to some bad teams. We're going to lose to some good teams. That's when I say we're an evolving team. The reality is that's where we are. So there's going to be some inconsistencies and losing to some. And I think the fact that, you know, we beat teams that were equal to us or below in terms of record, that's outstanding. I mean, like you said, you want to beat those. I don't know if I'd ever use the term you should beat them, because the NBA, you can take number one and number 30 can beat number one on any given night. It's just the way it is. And when you have guys banking it from the front, they're having a night, you know. So, but I think, first of all, this team has great unity, great intellect. They want to win, and they work hard. Those are great attributes right now. And I will say this. Let's say we're healthy and we're rolling. I would think going into the playoffs of we're one of eight, I would think the other seven teams would have great fear of facing this team in the playoffs, Bill. So I don't know if I answered your question directly, but I think that's an in general approach to it.
No, I get it. I think this team can beat anybody. I just don't know that this team can beat anybody consistently enough to win a seven-game series, because we've seen the inconsistency kind of rear its ugly head all season long. But I think the talent's there. I just think that at some point in time, you have to figure out a way to put it all together and say we're going to have to win consistently.
Well, Bill, think about it. Look at the number. The three guys have been pretty consistent. So now you're going to look at, you know, the support players, other guys that, you know, come on and maybe, you know, you don't hear much from them, but they're playing minutes. Well, they got to produce more. And then as a unit, they've got to be, you know, the way they were in the stretches, good defensively and better rebounding wise. You know, we can say, well, we just don't rebound. That's not acceptable. You got to do it. And a lot of that has to do with blocking off and doing the fundamentals. So if they improve in those areas, you're going to have to in the playoffs, then with, and then role players stepping up, assuming that, you know, our top players, stay healthy and can continue to do what they do. And I think Jabari's a wild card here. You know, as he gets more minutes, you know, this guy's an explosive player, and that's another addition as we get closer to playoff time, which we're getting close.
Yeah, we are. It's not. It's not. I can't believe that the season's already beginning to culminate and wind down. It seems like, you know. Then again, we also had a later All-Star game this year, but nevertheless, it's flying by. John, it's always. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question.
If yeah.
You got just one more moment. Let me ask you. How do you feel? Put one back on you here. How do you feel the whole thing of starting the season earlier and stretching it out has worked out?
Boy, that's a great question, because I like the fact that it started early, because I was ready for Bucks basketball by that point in time.
Right.
Uh-huh. I just never want to see it become hockey. You know what I mean? Where hockey goes until seemingly into June, and then all of a sudden they're starting up again in the beginning of September. It seems like there's never a break from it. I think the NBA is a terrific product. I know the guys are wanting more off days, and they like the rest, and I understand all of that. I mean, in all honesty, John, I think most people would like to see him shorten the season, get to the playoffs, and get out of it by, say, May, and not go have this thing go deep into June like we've seen in the past. So I think on one hand, I enjoyed it because it got started earlier. On the other hand, I'd like to see it be a shorter season and make games mean a little bit more, you know, where it's not guys saying, well, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, you know, Bill, I have heard that for 53 years, and there's been 82 games since 1948.
Right.
And so that... shortening it from that standpoint is never going to happen.
Right.
It's about
they're not going to give up revenue.
Right, it's revenue and it's history. But remember this: when we won the championship, we played three playoff rounds. They now play four.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to four a number of years ago. It is revenue, and you know, we were the last team to win a championship in April. I think it was April 29th.
Right.
But we also started the season the beginning of September. We went to training camp, not October. So there's a lot of reasons for that, and I just was curious what people out there think about stretching it out. You know, I'm not one that felt like we needed it, and I'm thinking as a player, but by the same token, I know that there were a lot of nights I was tired, and perhaps this has helped. I was curious what you thought.
No, I think the play itself has been better. I think the recovery time, I think the fact that we haven't seen nearly as many stars go down with injuries and miss games, I think that's a direct impact because of the stretching out of the season and more rest days in between.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and it was interesting on your take. And that's probably a good subject for you and your listener sometime, you know?
That's great, yeah.
You know? Well, listen, hey, I appreciate talking to you, man.
Anytime, my friend, and we'll get you back on real soon, okay?
Okay, Bill, thanks.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon. Bye. There you go. Johnny Mac, Mr. Buck, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.